possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is all going to play out in real time in Baltimore.
Yeah, let me start that again. That music is kind of loud. Okay, here we go.
This is all going to play out in real time in Baltimore this morning. Kilmar Abrego-Garcia is expected to show up at the ICE office there just days after he was released from a Tennessee jail. He is in the country illegally, of course, and faces human smuggling charges. He's been offered a deal to be removed to Costa Rica if he pleads guilty to those charges. If he doesn't accept that offer, he could be taken to Uganda.
Uganda's on the table. We'll see. I mean, you know, DOJ's, you know, our immigration attorneys and the judges, they're all in negotiations, and we'll see what happens. But Uganda's on the table. We have an agreement with them. It's on the table, absolutely.
Now, Abrego-Garcia became the focus of critics of the president's illegal immigration crackdown after he was mistakenly deported to El Salvador. The governor of Maryland, where Abrego-Garcia has lived in recent years, lashed out at the president.
It's the president manipulating the fact that we have a very broken immigration system inside this country. But instead of actually doing the work that it requires to fix it, actually working in Congress to come up with a comprehensive immigration bill, the president is working to exploit the brokenness.
Now, during his time in El Salvador, Abrego-Garcia was visited by Maryland Senator Chris Van Hollen. You see them meeting there. He was also Van Hollen recently spoke to him virtually as well. Now, Van Hollen has been a champion for Abrego-Garcia's cause, writing, "We will stay in this fight for justice and due process because if his rights are denied, the rights of everyone else are put at risk." Now, Abrego-Garcia's lawyers won't say whether he is considering that Costa Rica deal, but the government says he must decide by this morning.
Everyone else's rights are threatened? He is a resident of El Salvador. He shouldn't even be here. This is incredible. Lee, this morning, all of the media cameras are at, you know, watching Abrego-Garcia to see what he will do and also to see what the Democrats will do to protect this gangbanger, this thug, this wife beater, and most precious member of the Democrat Party, because he is not a U.S. citizen and they couldn't make it any plainer. They hate U.S. citizens because we don't vote for them in numbers they feel, you know, are commensurate with their importance to the universe. And that's what this whole thing is about. And so everybody is wondering what he will do. Will he run? Will he show up at 8 and turn himself as directed into ICE? Will he just, you know, drive down to Texas, pick up another carload of illegal immigrants and ship them up here to South Carolina, is one of the places he dropped him off when he was working as a human trafficker. Democrats just see that as part of the voter drive, but it's highly illegal, unfortunately. He can't be here. He can't move them. He can't help in an act of human trafficking. That is federally illegal. I mean, Lee, the illegality here, just the crime, stack up, stack up, stack up, stack up. Never mind that his poor wife, I mean, I hope she's okay. She spent a weekend with him. She have any bruises? She went to the police about it. So this is who the Democrat Party is standing up for. And everybody is watching the brother's house where Abrigo Garcia is staying to see what he would do. He got in a car. They're actually following him in his car right. This is how absurd it's gotten in this country. Following him in his car right now to see, is he in fact driving to meet with ICE? Is he on the run? What is he doing? As Democrat leadership at the highest levels pleads for him. I mean, this is an absurd situation.
And claim that the immigration system in this country is broken.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to replay that. This is, what Wes Moore, and here's the thing. Trump absolutely smacked Wes Moore down this weekend, and he should have. This joke of a person is the governor of Maryland and wants to be president. He's one of those that is expected he will get into the race, okay? What he's saying is Trump should leave this human trafficker alone and give him amnesty. Just let them stay. Let them all stay. Amnesty them, and then we won't have any illegals. And so when he says comprehensive immigration reform, to those of you who are new to this fight and haven't been watching it for the last 20 years, that is amnesty. That is, it doesn't matter how many crimes you committed, you get to stay. That's what he's proposing here.
It's the president manipulating the fact that we have a very broken immigration system inside this country. But instead of actually doing the work that it requires to fix it, actually working in Congress to come up with a comprehensive immigration bill, the president is using to just working to exploit the brokenness.
Exploit the brokenness.
So we can keep every MS-13 gang-banging illegal human trafficker. They're such great people. If you just could get to know them, you really would understand. Oh, no, wait, you wouldn't. Normal Americans would not understand. Let me explain kind of the most galling thing here. Is that Abrigo Garcia has a deportation order, right? A judge has ordered him removed. It's a final order of removal. He's supposed to go. He has no right to be here. There's no right. These Democrats are talking about right. He has no rights. He's been ordered out of the country. The problem is he got his lawyer to argue in court if he's sent back to El Salvador, he might be killed. And this is often mentioned in news coverage on our side, their side, whatever. So he can't go to El Salvador. Why can't he go to El Salvador? Let's look a little deeper into that. He might be killed by a rival gang. Well, why is that? Well, they believe he killed one of the gang's gang members' mothers. That's why they want to kill him. Now, whether he did or not, I have no idea. This comes from Abrigo Garcia himself. I can't go back to my home country because for some reason, another gang believes I killed his gang member believes I killed his mother. Well, did you? This is what we are protecting. He certainly has a history of violence toward women. Go look at the reports filed by his wife. So, if he's not going on the run this morning with the backing of Democrats, we just saw him leave his brother's house. It's a little early to be going to the ICE meeting. It's only 6:15. That's at 8. We'll see what he's going to do. Is he going to run? Is he going to hide in a Democrat sanctuary city somewhere else? I don't know. But this really is American history that we have the Democrats protecting this lunatic. And here's the thing over the weekend, okay? What happened here? You had that Democrat judge order him free. And Lee, I've been talking about this for a while with Kilmore, Abrigo Garcia. And that's that the Democrats, remember, this has been a multi-stage process. They are building legal precedent, okay? So Trump sends him back to his home country where he belongs. So the first part of the chain, the precedent, because remember the Democrats bragged, we're going to get him here. We're going to set him free in America. We're going to bring him back. They bragged about this. Got liberal judges Democrat judges to force Trump to bring him to America. And then once Trump brought him to America, stage that sets legal precedent number one's got to come back. He's precious. Then legal precedent number two is once we get him here, we establish the precedent that he roams free. There's no way, no matter what crimes he's accused of, that he should be behind a prison, in a prison cell. And that's what happened this weekend. That Democrat judge ordered him released and sent back to Maryland. She doesn't have jurisdiction once he goes, and so now ICE can get him and pick him up. But what the Democrats have done here, Lee, the goal is to establish that legal precedent that This case is going to be referred to in future cases. You can't send him out of the country, can't return the precious illegal immigrant, human trafficking, white wife beater, maybe mama murderer. I don't know. Who knows? It's his argument in court, not mine. You cannot incarcerate them in any way. You have to let them go and hurt whoever they want, commit whatever crimes they want. That's the precedent. And this case will be argued in court. That's what they're doing here. That's the goal, the legal precedent. First, Democrat judges again forced Trump to bring him back. Now they forced him to let him go. So they got what they want. They've sprung him from jail. I mean, for a while there, Lee, it looked like he wasn't coming back. That the Democrats, if they wanted to see him and spend time with him and buy him a margarita, they would have to go to El Salvador.
Have to use some of their frequent flyer miles.
So this is very much American history that you're watching this morning. This is Trump saying, you know, it's more than just this one illegal. No, no, no. Americans are not going to watch this guy walk around on American soil while the Democrats snicker. We're going to get him. We're going to put him behind bars. And this lesson has to be taught to illegals too, particularly illegal immigrant gangbanging criminals. You don't get to roam free. We will get you, no matter how many hoops we have to jump through that the Democrats put in our way. So we'll see where he goes this morning. We'll see what happens with him. We'll see if he's on the run right now or is he going to the ICE facility. I don't know. But he's got a long line of media cars behind him as he drives. It is absurdly that he is even in the country at this point. So you know what, though? Let Democrats exhaust themselves fighting for this guy. Let Americans see it so that they can decide which way they want to live in a country where we taxpaying legal Americans are second class citizens and people like Abrigo Garcia are ascendant, powerful, and the most beloved? Are we going to take our country back? And Trump's on the take the country back bandwagon. We'll see what happens with Garcia this morning. The whole country's going to be watching this.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Good morning. Whole world watching. Killmore, Abrigo Garcia. See where he will go at 8 a.m. this morning. Will the Democrats stand with him? Will they hide him? Or will he turn himself into ICE for deportation? Now, the Democrats already got what they wanted over the because, folks, this was a fight. They vowed they would bring him home, as in Maryland. His home is El Salvador. That's where he's from, and that's where the Trump administration sent him. But the Democrats think his home is in Maryland, so he can come back and continue with the voter drive. Human trafficking and the like. That's what he's charged with. The illegal voter drive. So the Democrat judge, setting legal precedent, that's what that was about this weekend, orders him roaming to roam free. Why would she do this? She wants to make it so no illegal can ever be picked up again. This is incredible. This is a guy with a deportation order. He has no rights. His only right is to choose Uganda or Costa Rica. That is his only right. And so when you have Democrat judges ordering Trump to send people like that free who are criminals, MS-13 gang members, what they're trying to do is make it impossible to hold these people in a cell. And this case, this Abrigo Garcia case, will be cited to try to keep Trump and any other sane American from deporting these people to their home countries, but also... And it will be referenced to, you know, this idea that, hey, once they're here, no matter how many deportation orders they have by a judge, they must be sent free. Now, thankfully, once he returned to Maryland, this lunatic liberal judge, who is not following the law or any constitution, she's just, whatever, runaway judge. She doesn't have any more say. That is because of a massive win by Donald Trump earlier this year. These judges used to be judicial dictators who would follow Trump around and tell him what to do. Now there are state lines that once you cross them, and you get out of her judicial district, she can't do nationwide rulings anymore. Thank God for that. So what comes next? Well, this is Mike Howell. He's with the Oversight Project.
Does he end up taking the deal that would send him to Costa Rica, or does he basically say, go pound sand, government, I'm going to Uganda?
Yeah, good question. We'll know the answer in a couple hours here. Tom Homan's basically said, you can't stay here. You got to go home. So he can either pick Costa Rica and the warm beaches there or go over to Uganda. But he is not going to be a quote-unquote Maryland man for any longer. He never was. He's an El Salvadorian gangbanger who's been doing violence across the country here, including charges of human smuggling over in Tennessee. The country will be a lot safer in a couple hours, regardless of what he chooses.
But there is this other possibility. He could run. In fact, the media is following him now. He left his brother's home. To see, they're assuming he's going to meet with ICE, as he's ordered to do at 8 a.m., but they're not really sure what he'll do.
So, I mean, hypothetically speaking, what happens if he just doesn't show up?
Well, then ICE will go and grab him. I'm sure they have eyes on him. His lawyers, if they're helping him evade ICE, I'm sure could also face some sort of prosecution, or anybody else that might be in the mix. I mean, the entire Democratic apparatus, from the highest levels of politics, including U.S. senators in Maryland, and even our own governor here in Wes Moore, who's really a Zohran Mamdani-type figure with a fake war record, have been standing up and thwarting the federal government and the lawful exercise of immigration enforcement the entire time. But I even think it would be too bold a step for them to help him evade. Everyone knows where he is, and we all know where he won't be pretty soon, and that is the United States of America.
Amen. So the fight continues, and we're gonna win this one, and they're gonna lose. They're gonna lose it politically as well, folks. Meanwhile, you're watching the Civil War. You are. You want to know what the Civil War is over? Really? It's over the fact that Democrats can't win American votes anymore. And just to have, congressional representation on par with us, they need illegals to stay in their sanctuary cities so that they can be counted in the census. And J.D. Vance explained this weekend. This is what this war is really about.
We had way fewer House seats than we should have if illegal aliens weren't counted in the census for purposes of apportioning congressional seats. The best estimates I've seen is that in California, for example, has five additional congressional seats than it should have because they count illegal aliens for the purpose of apportioning representatives. Meanwhile, Ohio, my home state, lost a representative. We're literally losing representatives for American citizens in order to give congressional representation to illegal aliens. Republicans are trying to balance out the scales a little bit for basic fairness and for the integrity of our democracy, which the president cares about as much as anybody in the country.
So California, which has been bleeding Americans are running, has five congressional seats it should not have because illegal immigrants were counted in the census. This is what this is all about. As the Democrats try to establish precedent, no matter how many times a judge rules that Kilmore, Abrego Garcia, has got to go, it doesn't matter. He gets to stay. Vote Democrat and be counted in the census. This is where we are. Meanwhile, over the weekend, one of my favorite stories, I love this, because when you look at what some people are risking to do this, Boston cops tired of rapists and child sex offenders, gangbangers and weapons traffickers wanted by Interpol. That's just who we picked up last week. All illegal immigrants released under sanctuary city policies to rape again, to murder again. All of them set free. They call this freedom, and they say they're fighting oppression. That's why they let child rapists go. Apparently, the reason ICE has been so successful at picking up these future Democrat voters as they wander Boston is because the cops are defying the Democrats, Boston cops, at risk of everything, losing their job and potentially being prosecuted to help ICE find these very violent Democrat voters and get them out, folks. This is a bad, you're watching a civil war. The two sides aren't shooting at each other, and I pray God they never do, but that's what it is. And it's over Democrat congressional seats that they cannot otherwise win because Americans think they're insane. And apparently, and I'll tell you the story on the other side, it's a great story. The Boston police have chosen sides, and it's not with their employer.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Folks, you just heard Lee's news report Video sharing. Yeah, crime occurs. You may get a opportunity to share your video from your parking lot with the police. Unbelievable news, at least to me, as a former crime reporter, broke over the weekend. I'm absolutely fascinated by it. It's about Brian Koberger. And, you know, as we know, he made a mistake. Knife slipped, left his DNA at the scene, right? On the knife sheath. Duh. And they eventually used ancestry sites to track it down. Track him down. They were going to get him that way. Only a matter of time. But that was taking a while. Almost every one of us is going to be in that database, because if your first cousin, second cousin, even third cousin has done one of those ancestry style, you know, find your ancestry, they're in the database, they got you. But it takes a little bit of a while once they get a hit to go, okay, this is the guy, this is a guy from the guy's family tree. Okay, this is probably like his third cousin. I don't even know my third cousins or second cousin. I don't even know most of them. You know, we got to trace it back. Okay, wait, then here's dad, then here's him, because Koberger's DNA is not in the database. And again, he's obviously the guy who killed the four Idaho students, right? Well, get this. And this goes to my point of saying serial killing is now obsolete, or we are pretty close to that point in our society. This is new. Human beings have never had this before. Investigators say they were about to get him even without the DNA. Eventually, long term, they were going to get Koberger with the DNA. Okay, he was done. He was cooked. So, what if future serial killers, murderers, and other miscreants watching this whole thing? What do they take from it? Well, I got to be careful not to cut myself. Leave my DNA, leave, you know, any part of the weapon at the scene. Okay, they learned that. But it doesn't matter, because they got him on video. Brian Koberger realized investigators were closing in on him when they appealed for information about a white Hyundai Elantra like his. Then began a slew of panicked internet searches. Why is this? Well, Koberger first searched for the phrases wiretap. He was paranoid. He said, like, how could they know it's me? And quote, psychopaths paranoid. That's an interesting search. It means he knows he's a psychopath. Psychopaths are not usually that self-aware. He began to panic. He began to try to dump his car, wanted to sell his car. And why is that? They had him. They had him on video. All they had to do, folks, was go to the house and then back out a block, back out two blocks, back out three blocks. And then you just start going right down the road and get the surveillance camera video. Police said the Hyundai was spotted on several surveillance cameras entering and leaving the crime scene. So think about this for a minute. How many decades we were unable to solve so many murders. And I mean a lot of murders. I looked at this in Charlotte one time. It's the last story I did as a crime reporter, and the best story that I did. I pulled a decade full of homicides. And I wanted to know, how do people get away with murder? 50% back then. That was more than a decade ago. 50% got away with it. 50% nobody's charged. Why? A lot of reasons. We didn't have these kind of cameras even then. We got them now. And so when you look at that other murder in Devil's Park in Louisiana, that lunatic, I think he was interested in the little girls, that lunatic teacher, right? He thinks there's no cameras here. There weren't. There weren't even in the parking lot. I'm going to go into a state park and do this. I'm going to go to the one place there isn't cameras and do this. And I'm going to get away with it. He didn't make it a week. And folks, years ago, we wouldn't have caught him, because all we had was a drawn description of him and a vague description of the car. But how'd they get him? Cameras. They just started going along the route and going to people who've got Ring cameras. Hey, can we look at your footage from Sunday? You still got that? Okay, we're going to look. Do you mind if we look at it? They got the car like that. And then all they got to do is jump cameras. So they got you. And folks, that's without a national dragnet like China has. Where China, all that camera footage, it goes into a database. All they got to do is search it. For now, we still, and I think it should stay this way. For now, the police have to do the laborious work, as they did in the Koberger case and then in the Louisiana case with that murder of the mother and father. The little girls got away, thank God. They have to go, you know, jump block to block to block to block and see, okay, on your block, did he turn right? Did he turn left? And they just follow him until they got him. Or they follow him until one of those cameras hits a license plate. And he had thought of that. He had blacked out his license plate. So that made it a little harder. They had to just keep jumping through major thoroughfares. Did he turn right? Did he turn left? They got him. Less than a week. You know what that says to me? Murder's obsolete. You're not getting away with it anymore. If they're motivated to find you, they're going to find you. There's nowhere you can hide. That's really good for keeping Americans safe. If I'm a serial killer at this point, there's always a new generation of them. I don't even know where I hunt. You can't even do it in a state park. They're going to get you. Why? Because you got to drive in, you got to drive out. And what is along the route to a state park? Well, it's pretty rural, yes, but there's still, everybody's got a ring camera now. It'll get the cars to drive by. You're done. Everybody's watching everywhere all the time. So to me this weekend, I was excited about this. This is one of the good uses of technology. Police say they found, this is from the UK Daily Mail about Koberger. Police say they found the K-Bar knife sheet at the crime scene, which had the killer's DNA on it. They used modern genealogy testing to identify Koberger through other family members who had taken these tests. And believe me, somebody in your family has. You're just cooked. You can't leave DNA anywhere anymore. But detectives said they would have found him by tracing leads linked to the vehicle because the Hyundai he was driving was spotted on several surveillance cameras entering and leaving the crime scene. Every creep in the country is reading this and going, how do we do what we want to do? And I don't think there's an answer to it. As you look at where Koberger went, he leaves his campus, he crosses state lines, and he goes to Idaho to this other campus. It's very rural where it is. It's the middle of nowhere, very unsophisticated. Got police who haven't had to work a murder in years. They don't know what they're doing. And he probably figures, I'm safe. And even there, it doesn't matter. Camera's going to get you. Again, I overall, I like that. I got mixed feelings about it because if the government ever turned it on us, well, there's nowhere to hide from the government anymore. Like I said, that can be a good thing if you're a criminal. This was a guy, Koberger, he was just getting started. He had studied this. He thought he'd figured this out. Other mistake he made was huge. It was the same mistake that Mr. Murdaugh made here in South Carolina. You don't take your phone with you if you're going to do a thing like this. And by the way, you better buy an older model car. I'm talking 20 years old. Because in the Murdaugh murders, that's what did him in. His car did him in. Attorney General went right for the car data. They could tell his alibi was fake. I mean, this is crazy stuff, folks. You know how hard you have to work to kill somebody today? You're not getting away with it. It's going to have fascinating implications for the future. Last week, for 3 days, it was a top 10 story in the nation. Illegal immigrant truck driver, no can speak English, casually murders three American motorists. And the reason it went so viral as it did, number one, is because we have X. We're allowed to see a thing like that before the FBI would have just censored it. But because we have video of him in the cab. And then as he steps out of the cab and he's at the scene, I mean, it is a gnarly scene. These people essentially have been beheaded by his illegal turn. He has no reaction. He's dead. Just dead eyes. Not interested. Bored with the whole thing. And it's not just me saying that. And it's not just my perception, the perception of millions of other people who watched the video on X. It was the same for the Florida sheriff.
He did make an illegal U-turn. Had absolutely no remorse. You watch that video and you watch that minivan crash into the back of that trailer. I mean, it almost seemed like it was on purpose, to be honest with you. Nobody in their right mind could think they can make a U-turn like that without causing some sort of crash. Not only did he not show any remorse, he didn't even try to render aid. Didn't even try to get out of the truck to go see if anybody's okay.
But your liberal friends, if you're upset about this, they probably have no idea what you're talking about. If they watch ABC, NBC, CBS... story blacked out entirely, which is an incredible model, given that that story was top 10 for 3 days in a row. And most stories don't even last that long in this media environment. 3 days in a row last week, they blacked it out. That's got to hurt you in hits, clicks, likes. I mean, it's just got to hurt. They don't care. They'd rather gut themselves financially to lie to you. And that doesn't even count the Bolton lies over the weekend. Almost all of the mainstream media, ABC, NBC, CBS, but also CNN, the whole crew, didn't tell you about the open criminal case into John Bolton for stealing classified data and sending it. He's like Hillary. He's emailing it to his daughter, emailing it to his wife. He's just handing it out like candy on Halloween. And an investigation had been opened into him, criminal. And the Biden deep state quietly closed it. An investigation completely separate from his book. And the statute of limitations was running out on it, and that's why they raided his home. If you watch mainstream media from CNN to ABC to NBC, you have no idea that's the case. And that is a really dangerous situation for this country, because they are telling their sheeple, Trump is just going after his enemies. There's no criminal case here. There's nothing Bolton did wrong. He just criticized Trump. Trump's a dictator. See, sending the guard out. We've been deprived of our homicides. It's now 10 nights without a murder. That's not normal. We like dead people. We're Democrats. So that's where we are this morning. I mean, literally, that's where they are literally protesting in D.C. because they haven't had a homicide in 10 days. This is where they are. So Trump has pushed them over the edge right now. This is the hottest thing trending. He put up a Truth Social post calling for the broadcast licenses of ABC and NBC and CBS to be revoked. He writes, despite a very high popularity and, according to many, among the greatest 8 months in presidential history, ABC and NBC fake news, two of the worst and most biased networks in history, give me 97% bad stories. If that is the case, they are simply an arm of the Democrat Party and should, according to many, have their license revoked by the FCC. I would be totally in favor of that because they are so biased and untruthful, an actual threat to our democracy. He's not going to take their licenses, nor should he. It's not why he's writing that. He's not serious. He's just pointing out the bias, the lies, the fake news. The way they've treated this Bolton raid. We're going to get in the Bolton raid coming up in the next hour. It's going to be must-hear radio, so you'll know why they're doing it, what's coming next, because I've put all that together. I figured it out over the weekend, I think. So stay tuned. Next hour, we'll have all of that as well. And meanwhile, folks, I love this. This gives me chills. Open revolt going on. This is why Democrats absolutely hate the police. Boston officers are risking their careers, their ability to pay their mortgage. I mean, these are not high-paid guys in order to secretly work with ICE. According to acting ICE director Todd Lyons, Boston cops are secretly providing critical information to federal immigration officials to help arrest criminal illegal aliens, a bold move that flies in the face of sanctuary city policies. So they can't, Lyons says they can't cooperate openly out of fear of getting in trouble or getting fired, but they're helping us anyway. That is heroic. These are not highly paid people. You're an officer, you lose your job. It's not really easy to career transition. And these are guys who usually have to work a second job just to be police officers. Lyons made it clear. This covert collaboration isn't unique to Boston. It's happening all over the country. Local law enforcement officers are rebelling against their Democrat overlords, understanding the dangers posed by illegal aliens, and they're telling ICE where they are or, hey, this guy's about to be released from the jail. I'm not supposed to tell you that, but, you know, if you were in the parking lot, say, right now, you could pick up this child rapist that the Democrats want to roam free. It just gives me chills. There's still a lot of good Americans in America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent.
That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.